God is good.
And all the time.
Great to see each and every one of you. I welcome you this morning. Thank you so much for being here on what I know will be a gorgeous day. Amen?
Amen.
At least the lawnmower in me hopes it's a sunshiny day. Let me put it that way. Otherwise, I will be calling, asking for a baler. All right? Can you shut me off from the monitors, please? I'm kind of echoey, and they only want to hear me once, trust me. But anyway, if you're listening to us on the radio, we welcome you this morning. We thank you so much for being a part of First Church Ministries here in Warsaw, Missouri. And of course, if you're listening from around the world on our internet service, we welcome you as well. If you're visiting with us today and you're here, we put out a special welcome to you. We thank you so much for your presence. And we want to say thank you for worshiping with us. So if you would open up your bulletin to this last page, it tears out easily, unlike I just tore the bulletin. And we invite you to fill that out. Make sure you pay close attention to the ministry side of this, especially if you worship here regularly, because I just was in a conversation with someone about our sports and rec team. And they said, well, I didn't know we had one of those. And I said, well, it's in our bulletin every Sunday, right? So please pay attention. And sometimes we add things. If we come across something that that's new or something, we add. And so please, if you attend here regularly, and obviously our visitors, make sure you pay close attention to this page so that you know what's going on and you might find something that God is calling you to do in your life. On the opposite side, those who are here for the first time, we invite you to fill out the entire opposite side, but those who are regular worship here regularly, just fill out the top paragraph there, down to where it talks about what you do outside of this church, missionally. So we want to know that, and our conference wants to know how our church is reaching out to the community in the name of First Church as well. So, also, I have a note here, a big thank you to all who brought plants. And who bought plants. Your generosity is amazing. We have $153 to go toward apportionments. Thanks again. Yeah. And that's Homer May. So, and for those who may not know, apportionments is one way this church gives to this community, and it's the way that we give around the world. We, through apportionments, our presence is known by giving people clothes to wear, fresh water to drink, by digging wells. Just our voice as the United Methodist Church is heard all around the world, and that is because of apportionments. So that is a very important ministry in the life of this church. Now, make sure you pay attention to our announcements. There are some very important things taking place in this community of faith. And so we want you to know everything that's going on. And also, please take this home, compare it to your calendar. What interests you, please make sure that you write it down in your calendar. A couple things that I want to lift up is if you look at today's happenings, if you have a youth yourself, or if you maybe are of a guardian of a youth, maybe you're their grandparent or something, it is important that you stay here for a parent meeting or a guardian meeting for Oklahoma Work Trip for the Ignite Youth. Any youth that is going on that work trip, their parent or guardian needs to be here for that meeting so you'll know what's going on. You'll know probably some deadlines that need to be met and things like that. So please pay attention to that. Also, at 1 o'clock is newcomers class. That is a way that you can get to know, if you are not a Christian at this time, it's a way for you to get to know what it means to be a Christian and how we live our lives. It's a way to get to know the United Methodist system, maybe if you're new to that. And, of course, it'll be a way for you to get to know this church specifically. So make sure that you let me know after this service if you're able to make that so I can be prepared for you at 1 o'clock. And then finally, tonight, 5:30, all Ignite youth are meeting to rehearse because next Sunday, the youth will have charge of both services. And they will do everything from greeting to being ushers to preaching and everything. So make sure you come and support them next week in that venture. It is a very important time in the life of our youth to understand what happens in the planning and the worship here on Sunday mornings. So I put out a great big welcome to you. And one thing that I want to start is, and you'll get it when you receive your newsletter, we are wanting to lift up victories in this church community. And so if you have a victory and want to share it, please let us know so that we can lift that up. And wouldn't it be just terrible if we got so many that we couldn't actually voice them in worship? Wouldn't that just be a terrible thing to do? But I want you to know that there's been a lot of contests going on in vocal and instrumental. And we have some folks and youth in this church who are very talented. We have Lydia Entweiler, Robert Riggs, Dallas Yeager, India Clay, Chelsea Lester, Christian Dockery, and Paul Dirks all went to contests, and they received 14 ones and 13 twos, folks. What's that? And all the big groups got ones. The choirs and the band all got ones. Also in high school, we have three from this church who went to state music contest, which means that they got ones locally and moved on to state. And they are Andre Perez, Alan Dockery, and Nathan Pittman. So and finally, I don't know if any of you saw the musical this weekend. It was great. We went Friday night, and we have several from this church who were in that musical as well. I'll make sure that you congratulate these guys whenever you see them. 3 o'clock today is their final show, right? So Andre Perez, Hannah Vaughn, Kenzie Lester, Emma Schroeder, Alan Dockery, Cody Wright, and Sam Spencer. So they do a great job. Make sure you share your congratulations with them as well. All right, are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
Hasn't, and isn't God blessing this church community in wonderful ways? Amen. We have many talented folks, some that are 8 and some that are 98. Amen. And we can all be used to glorify God in this community. So as we worship today, we'll begin with a prayer, and we will have an amazing prelude as we begin our worship. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we thank you so much for this day. You do such amazing things in our lives and through the life of every church community, Lord, but we thank you especially for what you're doing through the First United Methodist Church, God. We ask that you continue to anoint us. We ask, Lord, that you open our minds and our spirits in a way that we can move into or stay within what you are blessing in this community. We just ask, God, for your wisdom. We ask for your courage to step out of that boat, Lord, and courageously do the things that you have willed us to do, Lord. We give you praise. And now as we come to worship you, we understand that you're already here, but we want to be intentional in Jesus' name and ask for your anointing to come upon us. May any darkness that is in this room flee because of your light, Lord. May any negative thoughts that are in this room flee from this premises because of your presence, Lord. We ask in a powerful way that you come among us and that you direct and guide our worship. In Jesus' holy name, amen.